Go ahead and turn your Bibles to the book of Judges, chapter 24. By the way, tonight we'll be in Judges as well, dealing with a totally different subject that we are this morning. But in the book of Judges, chapter number 24, we're going to read just one verse this morning. Did I say Judges 24? Well, where am I at? Why did I put Judges 24? Joshua 24. Joshua 24. If we go to Judges 24, that is in a different version, and we'll be messed up this morning. Joshua chapter 24, we're going to read verse number 15. I gave this a simple title for this reason, because I want to put you in this. And so I just titled this morning, Your House. Your House. And as we go through this morning, I hope that you'll be able to say, you'll be able to see your house and not anybody else's house. Because I want you to see your house this morning. Verse number 15, it says this. It says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord. Wow. That's a statement right there. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would use me this morning to speak to your people. Lord, as you know, and many people in this room know, I'm very simple. There's nothing flashy about me. I have no flashy vocabulary. Lord, I'm just simple. But God, I know that you can use me just as much as you use anybody else. So God, this morning, as you have made me aware of my own house, God, I pray this morning that you would begin to speak to your people this morning. I can't bring any conviction. I can't bring any guilt. And Lord, that's not what I'm wanting to do. I just want to present your word. So Lord, I pray that you just use me mightily this morning. If there's somebody here that is yet to accept you as Lord and Savior, God, I don't know who it is. It's not important for me to know. But what is important is you know. And so I ask right now that you would have the Holy Spirit bring the conviction to that heart that is here this morning. Lord, it's not for us to ridicule them or laugh at them because they're not saved. Lord, we want them to get saved so that we can rejoice with them as they accept you as Lord and Savior in their life. So God, I pray that you would make that very real to them, whoever it may be. Lord, it might not be somebody in here in our own, these four walls this morning. It could be somebody that's out there watching on YouTube who happens to stumble upon us, whether it be today or throughout this week, that you would just bring that realization to whoever it may be. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done. We ask you these things in your name. Amen. Well, as we just read this verse, I'm very excited to be going over this with you this morning. Before I go any further, I want to say something. If you ever need to feel encouraged in God's Word, I highly recommend the book of Joshua. I highly recommend it. It is a book full of courage, and it also tells you how to be courageous as well. You go back to the first parts of this chapter, the first part of it is you're told, Joshua is told to be strong and of good courage. It's an uplifting book. I enjoy going through this on many different occasions. I just finished up with the book of Genesis. I'm not too far behind where I'll be into the book of Joshua here to go through that whole entire story, but I enjoy going through those things. But today we will focus on a house that might be neglected by many believers today, and I'm talking about your own personal house, your own personal house. Unfortunately, throughout all of America, we can see that there is little importance of having a household serve God. Very little importance. By the way, it's important for everybody, their household, to be serving God. I was coming across something yesterday as I began to do some studying. I like to take breaks to let my mind clear just a little bit, because if I get too focused or too bogged down, my mind doesn't think very clearly. So every once in a while, I have to get up and just walk around, look outside, do whatever. Sometimes I'll begin to look up things on Facebook, see what y'all folks are up to. Sometimes there are little videos that come across on Facebook that are kind of funny. Some of them are not funny. Some are very disturbing. Some are very discouraging. And I came across one that was very discouraging and very disturbing yesterday. And I figured, you know what, I'm going to see what takes place here. And it happened to be involved with sports. Imagine that, of all things, it's involved with sports. And I began to see something take place that I was quite shocked at. And it was this. It was people that are in the stands, their kids are playing a game, whether it be basketball, whether it be volleyball, whether it be baseball, it doesn't matter what sport it was. But I began to see people become so angry at a call that a referee would make, and they would show their displeasure towards the referees. As I saw this, I began to think about my daughter, who, in Grace, they just took a class here. They're certified refs for volleyball, and they had their own matches yesterday at the CHI center over there, and they ref for quite a while. And Jalen sent a text back later on that night and said, there are some people that didn't agree with my calls. I didn't tell her what I saw that was disturbing to me, but what I saw were people attacking the referees, beating them senseless because of a stupid call that didn't go their way. By the way, I say that for this reason, because we've all been there. Our sons, our daughters, they played sports. Maybe our grandkids have played sports, and we see them out there. They're giving their all, and they're having a good time, and all of a sudden, a referee will blow the whistle and call a foul on him, and you say, what? What in the heck? That's not a foul. Are you blind? Are you stupid? Are you foolish? And we begin to attack the refs with our own words. We might not be out there on the court physically attacking him with our hands and fists, but we're doing it verbally. We're just as guilty. And as my mind began to think about what I was seeing, I saw incident after incident with this thing. Referee leaving a ball game because of a concussion that came to his head, because of the trauma that was received by a fist or by going down to the ground and hitting his head. I've also seen women referees experience the same thing. I saw players attacking the referees. Actual players going after the refs, punching them, tackling them to the ground. And a thought came to my mind as I'm preparing this. These are households that choose not to serve God. Households that choose not to serve God. There's little importance of having a household in God, serving God today, and it shows in our country today. Not only does it happen in the secular world, as I just explained, but it also happens inside the church. Well, what do you mean? Today we deal with people who just come maybe one day a week, and we expect our kids to get it the rest of the days. And we fail in those areas. Many of God's people have turned their homes into a place where God won't even feel comfortable being in. Now, I'm talking about godly homes that should be godly homes that have, for some reason, allowed the world to come in and God to walk out. Joshua had battled this problem even in his age. And he was making it very clear on whose side he was going to be on. It says here in verse number 15, it says, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Be faithful to the house of God. Be faithful to the calling of God. Be faithful to doing the will of God. One of the biggest things that Joshua had dealt with during this time was the fact that people were serving other gods. Not the God, not our God, but other gods, small g. And you can put anything behind what I'm talking about when I say small gods. Well, what are you talking about? Well, I'm just going to give you an example to help you understand a little bit. Television. Television, it's a god. Well, can you explain just a little bit more? Well, when you're spending 15, 16 hours a day watching television, when you can probably be serving God those 15, 16 hours a day, that's a god. Sporting events, oh, people go, oh, here you go, you're going to sporting events. Folks, I love sports. If I can be on a golf course right now, playing right now, I would. But my home's here. My home's here. I battle it every single day. 65 degrees outside. What a great day to get a hole in one. But here's what's taken place. We have allowed other gods to come into our lives. God wasn't a part of their lifestyle. He had become secondary. And we're seeing this take place every single day of our lives. And it's happening rapidly, faster than it has ever happened before in our lifetime. Today, we have let God become secondary in our lives. We have allowed many gods to be worshipped inside of our homes. And this has allowed us to become cold to letting God work in our lives. I'm not here to pass my personal convictions on to you, because my convictions are different than yours. I understand those things. I'm not here to do those things. But what I am trying to do is for us is to see the importance of having the whole household serve God. The whole household. A few weeks ago, maybe it's been a few months ago, we ended our service singing the family of God. And I talked a little bit ago in Sunday school how thrilled I am to be a part of the family of God. But folks, we don't function well when the whole family's not together. We don't function well. We need each other. We need each other. Pastor, he came home yesterday. Jeff Christie went and grabbed him, picked him up, brought him home, and we were here for a little bit and got him inside, put him in the wheelchair. He's, you know, very weak in the legs, and so I wheeled him in and tried to encourage Dad to get out of the chair so he can get in his other chair. By the way, he looks really good. He looks really good. But anyway, he tried to get up, and he tried and he failed. And I said, Dad, just do this, because I want to show you how important family is. Not only do we serve God, but we serve each other. I bent down just a little bit into a cross position, got right eye to eye with him. I said, Dad, put your arms around me. I put my arms around him. Basically, I'm hugging him. And we became one. And I lifted him up with ease. It's so much better when we're together as a family. Serving each other, but more importantly, serving God. God has become secondary in our households. The first thing we need to see this morning is how we, as men, have allowed this to happen. God put us in charge of the home, and we have failed in many ways. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if you want to turn there, and I'm going to show us how we have failed. I'm in this category just as much as anybody else in here this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 20, it says this. It says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. Now an ambassador is one who represents somebody. We have ambassadors in foreign countries today. They're there representing America. Their needs and their desires, their ambitions, So here it says, now that we are ambassadors, we represent Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. What has happened here is this. Men, please take this to heart this morning. We have not been representing Christ well in our homes. We have not been. We have failed. And here's what we have done. We have brought in and surrounded ourselves with mass confusion to our children. Our children don't even know what to believe anymore. Because mom and dad used to say this, that, and the other thing. They used to say, we believe this, we do this because of this, because this is what God says. But now we're doing this, we're doing that, because other gods have become important. And so now our kids are suffering, they're confused. We're showing them what really is important. And I'm going to be honest with you folks, as honest as I can be, it hasn't been God. It has not been God. You can get angry all you want at me this morning. But God gave me this message for some reason. I don't know why, but he did. Serving God is a choice. Which is why Joshua said, choose you this day whom ye will serve. God and even the house of God has been put aside for the gods of this world. We have even brought gods into the church. We have idolized other things. We begin to talk about sporting events and television shows and dances that might come a place throughout the week. Those are gods that we have allowed to come into this church. Serving God is a choice. The younger parents of this generation are trying to live through their kids. While the older parents, and I'm meaning grandmas and grandpas, are trying desperately to keep the families in the church. They're trying so hard. They become discouraged. They don't know what to do at times. They'll say, I never raised my kids to be like this. I've raised them to serve God. I've raised them to love God. I didn't raise them to allow them to bring other gods into their house. I didn't raise them to allow them to serve other gods. I've raised them to serve God. Which is why it's important to say, men, every single day that we wake up, that God gives us breath on this earth to say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The elderly who can barely walk come and make their way to church. Saddened by the fact, seeing the church having very few in attendance because of other gods. It's mentioned here in verse number 15, it says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood. You know what took place before the flood? Men and women serving other gods. It made God so sick. What did he do? He sent us a flood to get rid of all that junk. Go back even a little bit further. We heard of the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. What was their gods? Their gods was sexual pleasure. God destroyed those cities. And here is why the elderly are sad, and it's for this reason. They are seeing people serving the gods of this world rather than serving God. There's no preacher, there's no pastor, there's no evangelist, there's no missionary who takes pleasure in preaching these messages. But they have to be done. Why? Because they know how important it is to serve God. I've been around for 46 years now. Same year that Tom and Melanie got married. My birthday's coming up, March 14th. We're pretty close. Pretty close. And during that time, as Jeff's talked about, seen a lot of faithful people. But at the same time, we've seen a lot of people go. Why? Because they have chosen to serve other gods. And I'm not talking about people that God called them away and give them a different job in a different state or maybe a different city. I'm not talking about things like that. I'm talking about people who just flat out chose to allow themselves to serve other gods. Some might say, well, Chad, you don't know what it's like to live in the world. My friend, let me tell you this. I do. Because I work in it just like you do. I work in it just like you do. I'm surrounded by the same things that you are surrounded with. Which is one of the reasons why I want to continue to still work. So that I will not feel disconnected. I'm surrounded with the same things that you are. I get inundated with the same things that you get inundated with. I too get discouraged when it comes to serving God. I too get upset with things. I too at times don't want to be at church, just like most in here. But I get up every day just like you do. And I make a choice to serve God. Yesterday, I told you this morning that I was going to talk just a little bit of some of the things that I struggle with. Some of the persecution, some of the tribulations that I go through that you might not be aware of. And the same thing that Pastor goes through. Yesterday, I got discouraged. I got really down. And I'm not trying to, oh, okay, we got to feel sorry for Chad. No, I'm not, I don't want that. But what I want you to see is how it affects people in the pulpit as well. And you know what took place for a moment in history yesterday? It's not worth it. It's so much easier to serve somebody else rather than serve God. So I put my pen down, closed up my computer and all that good stuff. I went home, feeling sorry for myself because I just had a little bit of my mind saying, I don't want to serve God. As I'm dealing with this subject, as I've already prepared a message for Sunday school, talking about getting inner strength from the Holy Spirit. I go home, trying not to be like that to my wife, so she asked me right away. I didn't want to have the poochy lip that bad, but she sensed something was wrong. I went home for this reason, to seek counsel from my wife, who I love so much. And as I began to feel sorry for myself and to explain to her how I was feeling, and she knows where my mind goes. She knows at times that I just want to walk away. She knows at times that I just want to quit. And she said some of the most remarkable words to me that she said on many different occasions to me, but it stuck out more. And it went like this. She says, Chad, don't forget what God has done in your life up until now. She was saying, don't quit. She didn't know what I was preparing. She had no idea what I was working on. And I had no idea what she was doing at home. Because I walked into a house where she was totally gutting it out, cleaning it. But she knew that I wanted to give up. And that goes through my mind so often. Because the devil wants to get us in a place where he doesn't want us to serve God anymore, but he wants us to serve other gods. And after about 10, 15 minutes of her just being an encouragement to me, lifting me up. I had a similar conversation with my brother. I go right back to work, and I let these words ring clear and true in my heart. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I don't want to serve any other gods in this world. I don't want to have sports being my God. I don't want to have the entertainment being, Hollywood being my God. I don't even want to have the gym being my God. Because those are things that don't matter when it comes to eternity. What matters is a church serving God. And that's what we need to do. We are so inundated with so many things in life, that so many distractions of this world trying, they're specifically designing things every single day to get us away from serving God. And we fall for it. We give in to it. We need each other. Folks, I stopped with my sermon a few minutes ago. I have about 3 more pages of notes that I wanted to get through. That's no longer important to me. What's important to me right now is you seeing the fact that you need to make a commitment every single day so that we stop sending confusion to our kids, so that we stop sending confusion to our coworkers, our family members who are lost and on their way to hell. And we make a commitment every single day and say, my house is going to serve the Lord today. And men, and I know I've called you out on this, but God has called us to be the leaders of the home. And we failed miserably. And let me say this as politely as I can to you ladies. God called them, not you, to be the leader. Can you be a big help to them? Most definitely. Men, can you seek advice for them? Definitely. But women, I encourage you to get behind your husband and let them lead. Let them lead you to God. Men, choose you this day whom you will serve. Be the leader you need to be. I thank God for allowing me to see the things that I need to see in my life when it comes time for me wanting to quit. Wanting to walk away. By the way, I'm nobody here. I'm just a simple layman giving a message that God has put upon my heart to give to you. I'm nobody special. But folks, I just want to be so real with you this morning. I had no idea it was going to get like this. But I do face the same things that you do. I do want to throw in a towel at times. I do want to serve other gods at times. But I'm thankful for the ones that step in and put their arms around me the same way that I did my father and lift me up and make my load much easier and say, hey, it's worth it. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let's stand and have a word of prayer. I'm going to ask Chris to come to the piano. If God has spoken your heart in any way, I don't know how he's spoken to you. I just know how he's dealt with me in this matter. I have failed on many different occasions on leading my family to God. It's my responsibility to lead them to God. It's my responsibility to present them holy before the Lord. And I have failed in many areas, but I thank God for giving me many different chances to continue to go on and to correct my mistakes. If God has spoken in any way, shape, or form, I'm gonna encourage you to come and get things right at the altar. Every head bowed and every eyes closed.